Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Arcade Age podcast. This is going to be a fun one today. We're going to be talking about our top 5, 10, 20, 200 video games of all time. So this is going to be sort of more of a conversation episode. We're not talking about the history. We're going to talk about some of the games probably more in depth. But, you know, we're just going to start giving our lists and talking a little bit about what we love about some of our top 10 or 5 games, however many we decided to come up with for today.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds good. Who's going first?
I was going to say, who wants to get started?
Yeah, you start off, Jose. I unplugged Jose's mic because he's being such a bad boy today. So I'm teaching him a lesson. So Jose's going to go last.
Sean, let's Sean kick it off.
Shawnee boy.
All right, we're getting a little bit more modern here on this episode, boys.
You might.
This all started this morning. I was we unfortunately lost Akira Toriyama today or this earlier this morning. He died earlier this morning. Yeah. If anyone knows him, he's the creator of the manga series for Dragon Ball
and other things. Based on a true story.
What?
Oh, I was saying that guy. Oh, no, he's saying based on a true story as I turned his mic back on. So,
he died earlier this morning, and I looked him up because I didn't really know him that well. So I looked him up, and they said online that he was voted like the 74th best game creator of all time, and then I got
what
yeah
game?
Well
oh it's Dragon Ball Z
he, well no he did all like all the art and character like designs for like Chrono Trigger and a couple
Monster.
Other ones I can't remember the other ones.
What was that game called? Monster something? No, not Monster Hunter.
I don't know. I don't remember, but all I remember was Chrono Trigger. But anyway, I went down the rabbit hole a little bit, tried, you know, eventually got to like the top 100 video games of all time, and then I was trying to make my own list for what my favorite video games of all time were, and then I told these guys, and then we were like, fuck it, let's just talk about it on the episode.
Conversation. Yeah.
So we're going to deep dive into those today. As a 28-year-old man born in 1996, most of what I played is like post-2000. Mm-hmm. Most, and I say most, I mean, I have a few on here, some Breath of Fire 2, which was on the SNES, which is like one of my favorite games of all time. It's very similar to Final Fantasy. It's very Final Fantasy-esque. But I'm not going to go too much into like those games. I think we're all going to pick like a couple games to talk about that had impact on our lives over the course of the history of our video game time.
Okay.
Breath of Fire, it was on the SNES.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think it came out in the US on that.
Yeah, it's very Final Fantasy-esque. Okay. My top 10 is pretty basic because I grew up a Call of Duty guy. So just to highlight top 10 real quick, I've got, in no particular order either, just these 10 games. I've got Minecraft, greatest game of all time. Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Horizon Zero Dawn, Fallout 4, Red Dead Redemption, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Destiny, Overwatch, Battlefield Bad Company 2, and Lord of the Rings The Third Age for the Game Boy Advanced.
Basic. Until we get to the last one.
It's basic. It's shooter heavy. I'm a big FPS guy, so that's, you know. But today, I want to lean into two specific games.
We got to talk about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, well, that's one of them. Lord of the Rings, The Third Age for the Game Boy Advance, and Battlefield Bad Company 2. Okay. Seamus, you go ahead and pull up whichever one you want.
Seamus is looking at gameplay of Minecraft.
Tell me that Game Boy Advance one.
It is Lord of the Rings, The Third Age for Game Boy Advance. There is a version of it, I think, on GameCube.
Yeah, there's like a PS2, Xbox.
Or a PS2, GameCube Xbox, one. Whatever. I played it.
It was on all of those.
It's a similar style. It's turn-based combat, but it's not the same.
Well, I think the one on console is like a...
I'm not saying it's a good game by any means. It was just one of my favorite games.
Ooh, dude, that's, is this it?
Okay. Yeah, so it's a top-down, turn-based combat.
Oh, it's like a Fire Emblem, like RTS.
Oh, it's turn-based. Yeah,
kind of. Not an RTS, but it's
I forget what that style is called.
You basically get RPGs. Turns, and you have to win like each lane, there's three lanes, left, middle, and right.
Okay.
And the you have to basically either kill all the enemies if you're on one side, because you can play as good or evil, depending on the campaign you're playing. But you basically have to win the lanes by killing all the enemies in each lane. And each lane is generated at the start of a turn with a random number of attacks that you can do. So that's pretty much it. It's just turn-based. And I love Lord of the Rings. It's my favorite movie franchise of all time. So growing up, I played this all the time. And you go through like the different parts and the different stages are different like areas like in the movies.
Okay.
So as you go on to the end of the game, like I could get geeky on you and start naming like locations, but
okay.
I'm not.
Do you still own this game?
I do. I recently found it and then replayed it through twice.
Jeez. On a Game Boy Advance?
On a Game Boy Advance. Well, on Game Boy SP, but yeah, essentially the same.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably my favorite. It's definitely my favorite handheld game of all time. It's very clunky looking, for sure. The art's not great.
It's pretty muddy, dude.
Looks pretty crispy.
It definitely is crispy.
Still looks fun,
what was the other
though.
Game?
The other game was Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Yeah.
I played that on Xbox 360.
Good call. I haven't seen gameplay of this in years.
Yeah. So this Battlefield Bad Company 2.
My lord.
Actually,
why does it look like it holds up?
I think it was Battlefield, right? Yeah, it was Battlefield. So they came out with Battlefield, not Battlefield 1. What was it? What was before it? It was like Battlefield 1943 in like early 2000s on like PC. And then Battlefield 2, I think. And then...
Apparently this is playing in 4K.
Well, I think there's been remakes.
So then they came out with Battlefield Bad Company and then Battlefield Bad Company 2. And basically those games followed not a militia, but like two groups of soldiers that are like not.
What the hell's going on here, Sean? Why does it look like this holds up?
Because I think this is.
Well, this is campaign. We're watching campaign right now.
I also
4K,
think this
might be a remaster.
60 FPS.
It was never remastered, though, I don't think.
It was not, no.
Well, no, but because it's running in 4K, this might be like an upscale.
Yeah,
like a mod on PC, maybe.
This has to be a mod.
Yeah.
It did not look this good.
Yeah, no, it didn't look this good.
Yeah, because this
is good right now.
4K,
I mean, whatever this update is.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we're watching through Battlefield Portal right now.
Yeah.
Which Battlefield Portal is a. It's kind of like a. Through the new Battlefield game that came out, I think, 2021? Battlefield Portal was like a game mode or a section off the main Battlefield game where you could play older games and older maps, from previous games.
Okay.
So I wonder if maybe
so
this
it
was
might it, have kind of
it
been
might
remastered.
Have been ported to the Battlefield Portal.
Yeah,
I just haven't seen
kind
it.
Kind of a remaster.
Yeah.
It was
the
on
fun,
360.
Yeah, it was just a basic shooter. It was like any other Battlefield, really. But
I like
I
the
wanna,
multiplayer.
The multiplayer is a lot of fun
on Xbox 360. So this is playing on 360.
Okay.
HD.
It's probably not that bad. Yeah, because it's 360.
I mean, yeah, it's a 360. It's still HD.
Yeah.
But anyway.
This is still nice.
Yeah. Battlefield Bad Company 2 was fun. It came out between, I think, it was Battlefield Bad Company and then Battlefield Bad Company 2. Battlefield Bad Company 2, I think, was known a lot more for their multiplayer. And the first Bad Company was known for their single player.
Okay.
But, I played the first Bad Company, and then they came out with a demo for the second one. And the best part about it was I never paid for the full game for Bad Company 2 until like a year later because the demo version worked past its like date, the demo date. So you could play multiplayer on the demo version.
That's funny.
Without having to pay for the actual game. And they kept it live, like they kept the demo live because it's used the same servers. So I played on the demo version probably for like a year and a half.
Nice.
It was crazy. But it was fun. It was a really fun game. It plays like any other Battlefield, but it predates Battlefield 3, I think, or maybe it's just after Battlefield 3 and it predates
it's
Battlefield
before
4?
Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
I remember playing this game.
This game was fun.
Just losing my mind over the fact that like in multiplayer houses will get destroyed by a wait a minute, walls actually fall.
It had some of the best physics. Sniping I think in any Battlefield.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the setting for this?
It's modern. Well,
it's
modern
like
day.
Modernish.
Modernish.
Yeah. 80s to the modern.
Yeah, like a Call of Duty yeah. style, you okay. know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there was an FN 2000 in there, which is yeah. definitely a modern gun. Yeah,
I remember this map yeah. in particular.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, dude, the Cobra
this
site.
Was pretty good.
It was fun. It, honestly, the visuals are pretty good.
Is the campaign any good?
Well, this is the campaign.
This is the campaign. It looks okay. nice.
Yeah, I don't
know. No, I mean, like, I don't know. Is the story?
I don't know that I remember the campaign.
I don't know. The Battlefield stories are
the only thing I remember from the Battlefield Bad Company campaign is that, and this might give it away for some people, you know, spoilers ahead if you end up playing and want to play it.
If you care about the campaign for a 15-year-old Battlefield game.
Yeah, it's like a team of like four or five guys.
Yeah.
And they're all like misfits. Like, they're all just bad. That's why it's called Bad Company, is they're just bad soldiers. So the whole point is that they're like trying to survive as soldiers and stuff like that. And I think a few of them end up dying. It's kind of sad.
Oh, okay.
And the whole time they're looking for gold.
Oh.
So it's not like, you know, we're trying to survive like our army yeah. versus their army. They're like rogue misfit soldiers
yeah,
trying to find
they're
gold.
Just greedy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's the whole point of the campaign, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Even in multiplayer, you can find gold at certain points in the multiplayer and collect it, which is interesting.
Yeah, and I'm seeing the walls getting blown out and stuff like yeah. that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are my two games. That's Battlefield Bad Company and Lord of the Rings, The Third Age for Game Boy Advanced.
Interesting.
All right. Nice.
Interesting nice. Take there.
Chris, you want to take?
Okay. I'm trying to remember. I think I only had about five, but that was also just console stuff, so I might add in some arcade stuff as we go. In no particular order, Pokemon Emerald. One of my favorite games of all time. It was like okay. the first game that I really remember wanting as a kid, and it was like the first game that I really like played a lot as a kid, because I had like a Game Boy as a kid, and
was
I had like
GBA?
Yeah, GBA. I had a GBA as a kid, and for a while like I didn't play a ton on it, but then I remember playing Pokemon Fire Red that a friend had, and I was like, this game is awesome. And I went to the store and I wanted Fire Red, but they only had Emerald. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I get it home, and I'm like, this is amazing. I've played that game through so many times. I beat it a bunch of times. I love it. I love the way it looks. I love the music. It's just a great game. So that might be, like, my number one game of all time. Ruby Sapphire are the same game. I played them a lot less, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, Emerald and...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all this...
Yeah, I played them a lot less, but they're basically the same.
Yeah, well, I think it's only about you get a Rayquaza in Emerald, right?
In Emerald, yeah, and you get a Groudon and Ruby and Kyogre and Sapphire.
Yeah, well, is that the that stupid whale's name?
Yeah, stupid whale.
That's fine. It's a stupid
Kyogre's
whale.
Awesome.
Be nice.
Awesome. Okay, let's see, what's next? So... My next one, Legend of Zelda: The Wind Waker, another great game. No, like probably the first Zelda game I ever played, which a lot of them are very different.
Are we talking that's GameCube? Yeah.
Yeah. Wind yeah. Waker? GameCube.
Yeah, that's GameCube.
It's the cell shaded one. Some people don't like. It just got a remaster on the Switch, I think.
Oh, did it really?
I haven't played it. But another great game. I love like the puzzles and stuff in that. I like driving games, and Forza Horizon is probably like my favorite one.
Yeah, you got the
like
driving sim.
That's what, like 2017, 18?
I thought it was 16.
Oh.
I thought it was like 16, because it's still 360.
Oh, is it?
But
really?
I think the Xbox One was out. So I think it was a backport
like
to 360.
Okay, 15, yeah.
Or
15
like
maybe. I love that game. Open world, tons of cars. You could drive all kinds of crazy stuff.
Nerd.
Yes. Could drive around in a Hummer, like totally souped up.
And
awesome.
Honda
nice.
And Honda Civic. You can do that too. Really fun. Let's see. What other ones did I say I was going to pick? Well, if we get into the arcade Missile Command, I think Seamus was saying that we might have some.
You and I share that.
Overlap with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. The arcade version is... That's one of the best... examples of like the arcade version is way better than any of the home console ports just because it has the trackball and it has the three buttons.
Agreed.
And there are very few ports where the three buttons
like actually work, because you could just put all three of your fingers on the three buttons and just click them, right? Because they're right next to each other. So any kind of console that you're playing on, it's not going to work the same. Same with a trackball. Galaga, another arcade game that I really love.
Wow, okay.
That one's an easy one to port. So that one's not as important to play in the arcade. And then Berserk. I just love that arcade game.
Nice.
Just a really good one.
Yeah.
So.
But nice.
Yeah. We're those watching are the ones that are coming to mind.
Pokemon Emerald Game Boy.
Yes.
To be honest, I know.
It looks pretty.
Like, it's a good-looking game, too.
I know, Seamus, you know.
They remade it with on the 3DS with Alpha, Sapphire, and
Omega Ruby,
right? Those are also good, but I like the original.
Seamus, I know you're not huge on Pokemon.
Because it's a generational thing.
Yeah, it definitely is generational. Yeah.
It's definitely generational.
100%.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like the image that or the video that we're seeing of Emerald, all the Pokemons are like this style.
Okay.
This format. Yeah. It's just the only thing that changes is the colors and like.
Well, once Pokemon. You get into the newer ones, once you get past like.
And how long
well,
it?
Yeah.
It like, how much like, time are you investing in this but, game?
A lot.
Oh,
a lot.
Hundreds of hours. Hundreds like, my original save file from when I was a kid before I reset it, I think had like 300 hours on it.
I guess that's why this one and the other one basically moved a lot of Game Boy Advances.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
it sold the system.
Absolutely.
I put 300 hours in it, and then I reset the game and put another 100.
Think about the time. Think about the time, too. Yeah. Like, we're talking, like, this is like turn-based combat, like, central this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pokemon, you got Final Fantasy, you got even, like, well, like going back to, like, early 90s, like console games and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of turn-based stuff.
Well, and then if I add to it, right, because another one just popped into my head, Chrono Trigger, which is another one of my favorite games. But Pokemon is what got me into, like, turn-based RPGs.
Yeah.
So, like, the reason
I
even played Chrono Trigger is because I played Pokemon. And I'm like, oh, this is really cool. So Chrono Trigger is another one of my favorite games. I mostly played the DS version. Which is a good, really good version. I haven't played the Super Nintendo one as much.
Chrono Trigger is considered like the second best game on the SNES.
Amazing.
Or third best.
And the best.
Right behind Super Metroid and Link to the Past.
Yeah. Usually. Or Earthbound, depending on who you ask.
Or Earthbound, depending
on. Which
yeah,
is another.
Right.
Any
mother?
You have any deep cut gameplay that we can look at?
I'm trying
that you
to
can think.
Think
of that we haven't already seen. Or,
I'm trying to think. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I really have that many. Weird ones. I don't know. Come back to me. Let me take
right,
a look
okay.
around.
All right, well, let's just take a second. You can watch The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler in it for free on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
free
I
with
wonder
Ed.
Why.
Wow.
Jose, you want to throw some of your favorite games out there? We can, like, chat about them, look them up, and whatever.
Well, yes, I do, Seamus. I have my list ready.
Take it away, Jose.
Let's hear it.
For number one on Genesis, The Adventures of Batman and Robin.
Oh, dude.
On Genesis?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, dude. It's the same as the SNES. I mean,
really?
That's a deep cut, though.
It's a great game.
And I knew that.
I can't find it for shit, so.
Oh, really?
I'll find you one. I'll find you
okay.
one this year.
All right, what else?
I will. I'll find you on the share, dude.
Number two on Game Boy, Mega Man Battle Network.
Mega Man Battle Network.
It was
that's on
fucking
Game
awesome.
Boy, you said?
Yeah.
I feel like
that's
that sounds like something.
You got a lot of deep cuts. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm cool.
He's two in.
PS1, it's a tie between Parappa the Rapper and the Wu-Tang game.
Oh, the Wu-Tang fighting game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an excellent game, too.
Yeah, because the other cool thing about that game, the Wu-Tang one, was that if you took it out the PlayStation, put it in the CD player, it had like five songs on it.
Oh, that's sick.
A lot of the PlayStation game, if a PlayStation game had the black back, the other side of the
Yeah,
the
I
disc,
never had a PlayStation.
Number two on the PS2, four on the PS2 is Spider-Man 2.
Okay, good
That's
game.
A good, good one,
game.
Dude.
Yep, okay. yep. Number three, Jesus Christ. I'm just going to say the system.
Yeah.
PS3, which is why I'm getting fused. PS3, Dark Souls.
Oh, yeah. Original Dark Souls.
Good
okay.
one.
Dark Souls.
Okay.
PS4, Bloodborne.
Okay.
PS4
Basically
Bloodborne.
The same game, but yeah.
PS5, yeah, but those are wicked
Elden
hard
Ring.
Games.
Of course.
PS5, Elden Ring, okay.
From there, this is a super deep cut. If anyone's ever owned a PC, I doubt you even know this. System Shock.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this one.
Never
it's a great
heard
game.
Of it.
Look up the definition for System Shock. It's fucking cool.
This is it's kind of a BioShock.
I'm going to give you guys some gameplay.
Isn't it by the same
The Adventures of Batman and Robin.
As BioShock?
Yeah.
Right?
This Batman game looks insane.
This is a platformer?
Yeah.
Dude, this game came out based on the cartoon, and the artwork was exactly the same.
Oh, dude.
It was awesome. It's amazing.
You also fight like mini bosses. It's cool.
I used to own this on SNES. I got rid of it. I do own it on Genesis. I have to get another copy to give Jose because I know it's his favorite game. And I have to find another copy for SNES. Dude, this is like super deep cut too because it's rare on Genesis. Like the cartridge is going to run anywhere between $80 to $100 for the cart on Genesis.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Cartridge only on SNES can be upwards of $150 to $200.
Holy
cartridge only.
Nikes.
Complete in box is like $600 for this freaking game. But this game, I have to agree with Jose. Like this game just holds up so beautifully.
It's got like bright colors.
Oh, yeah, it's so awesome. Bright. On the SNES, it's a little brighter. What was another deep cut game you want to talk about just now?
The death animation for System Shock.
System Shock.
Death animation.
Yes, sir.
I feel like if I see gameplay, I might know what it is.
System Shock death animation.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was also a remake, which I also bought.
Oh. It almost looks doomy.
Isn't as cool.
Is this like
a Doom? Doom?
It looks like a Doom. Yeah, it looks like Doom or...
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's more detailed.
It's like an early FPS.
Yeah, interesting.
Like that you get sucked up in
your
brain.
When did you play this? When did you play System?
My cousin had it on his PC, and I would just play on his PC.
This was when you...
Dude, this is...
lived in Canada?
No, I was in New York at the time.
Oh, okay. 1994?
This is 94?
Yeah, in 2023.
Well, I'm sure
this is the remake.
Yeah.
2023.
Oh, this is the remake. Okay.
No, they're going back and forth. They're doing comparisons.
Yeah.
I was going to say. Even the original for 94 looks really good.
This is a shooter?
It's kind of a shooter, kind of like a mystery game / like puzzle solving game / grand escape kind of game. It's weird.
Kind of a little bit like Destiny or whatever.
Dead Space?
Dead Space. It looks Dead Spacey.
Not really Dead Spacey. It's more like you were in this facility getting like surgery and then like the AI takes over the building and just like whoever was in surgery gets killed and then like whoever's left gets mutated into like some weird things and then there's like robots and stuff like that.
Like Dead Space?
It's almost.
No.
Or BioShock too.
It feels very, super early Dead Space, BioShock, but late Doom.
Yeah. It's definitely inspired by Doom.
It's got a Doom. And it has a vibe like.
And it wasn't ported to any system? Like console?
No, it was only on PC.
It was only PC.
Yeah. I think even now it's still only PC.
Interesting.
For the remake.
Cool, dude.
I have two more.
Yeah.
The other one's for the DS. It's called Tao's Adventure.
Oh, I feel like I remember this game, Tao's Adventure.
I planted so many hours into this because it was like Pokemon on crack.
Oh, really?
Oh, actually, wait, no, this does not look familiar.
I've never seen this before.
Turn-based RPG?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It's very JRPG like.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a game that I've played, but I can't think of which game.
Might be a little bit like Chrono Trigger.
A little bit.
Blended with some other stuff.
Yeah, it's like Chrono Trigger, like Final Fantasy-esque.
Okay.
Kind of like Zelda-ish.
And what's the other one?
The last one I have is for the N64, Glover.
Oh, this is a good game.
Really? You like Glover for N64,
yes,
huh?
Yes, sir.
You don't?
Oh, Glover.
Glover?
Everyone remembers Glover.
Oh, this looks terrible.
You've
never seen Glover?
No. Dude, Glover's fantastic. Yeah.
I don't know if it's fantastic.
It's not.
It's
fantastic. Look, you bounce.
What?
It's interesting.
I mean, you play as a glove. You're a glove.
A magical glove. Get it right.
You're a magic glove.
So you're Michael Jackson's glove, basically.
Well, no, you're a wizard who got too drunk making a potion, and then like his glove came alive or something.
I'm pretty sure this does not correlate. But is there any correlation between the Glover in Glover
And Smash Glove?
And Master Hand?
Master Hand from Smash.
I believe not, but...
It is, so, it's but the same company, be. But I don't think they're related.
But I think they might have taken cues. I mean, the Master Hand does have five fingers. This guy only has four.
Oh, you're right.
And yeah. Master Hand doesn't have a face.
That's also true.
Yeah, he has a face on his glove. That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Well, he might have grown up and grew an extra
this
finger.
This feels like
a... This is a super puzzly game. It's super, like...
Super Mario.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle platformer.
Or, sorry, not Super Mario. Yeah. Mario 64.
Puzzly platformer.
Yeah. Definitely Mario 64-like.
Yeah.
Yeah, or is this a rare game?
No, it's not. It's not. No, it's a pretty common card.
No. Is
no,
the
company
made by
rare.
The company.
Oh, no, Hasbro.
Hasbro. Is it Hasbro?
Yeah, Hasbro.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's a Hasbro.
That's fun.
Because this seems like Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of.
Well, I'm pretty
rare.
Sure this came out before Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, it might have.
1998.
Interesting.
I have no clue when Banjo-Kazooie.
Interesting. All right,
no,
cool.
Was
yeah, that's my list right there.
You got some deep cuts, dude.
You know, yeah, man. You got some deep cuts in there.
Yeah, you got some big time details. Zachary, take it away.
All right, so how I'm going to do mine is I'm going to start with like the earliest systems that I played growing up and then get to close to probably the PS4 maybe. We'll see. All but for the PS1, we have Blasto. I played that game a bunch when I was a kid. I got it again recently after getting a PlayStation to play again, and it cost me like $60 to buy this damn game.
Wow.
I loved Blasto. It was a pain in the ass.
Blasto? I don't even think I've ever freaking heard of it.
Yeah, it's
a
shooter.
It looks like
a
platformer. Like an Earthworm Jim thing.
Yeah. Ahead of its time, I would definitely say, for the PS1, because it combines both being a platformer and a shooter. You have to save like these, like those girls. You just walked past one and turned around. But anyways, you kill a bunch of aliens. You have to save the girls that are like abducted by the aliens. And it's the voice is by an actor, I think Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman.
He just died, right?
Died, yeah.
No, he didn't just die. His wife killed him. His wife murdered him years ago, bro.
Yeah. Well, yep. Hey, that's fun.
Yeah. Phil Hartman. He was.
It's a great game.
Saturday Night Live, dude.
Yeah, he was also. Wasn't he like the dad in like Toy Soldiers or something like that?
Could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Could have been.
Yeah. So
Toy Soldiers, great movie.
This looks cool.
Oh, it's a great game. It's difficult to play now, but when I played it when I was younger, I was great at it.
Okay.
The second one for the PS2 is going to be an oddball one that no one has played besides me here. It's Spartan Total Warrior. It's made by Sega, and then it was released on the PS2. I love this game.
I'm going to go ahead and say I've played this.
Okay, beautiful. I love this game. This game's fantastic. And it's way better than it should be. I played this game religiously when I was younger. And, like, it's weird because...
Continue, sorry.
No, you're fine. You play as this one guy, and then, like, they have... It resembles a lot of, like, God of War, where you're facing, like... See, like, that thing right there, the really tall statue. It's kind of like the Trojan horse. That thing actually moves and tries to, like, dismember, a wall, and you have to fight it and destroy it. So the game's really fun. It
looks like there's a lot of cinematic cutscenes.
Yeah,
a little bit.
See if I'm trying to get the gameplay. Here it is.
There we go.
Okay.
I mean, for PS2, this looks good, dude.
This is fantastic.
You know what this game looks like to me?
Prince of Persia.
Has anyone played?
Yeah.
Again, going back to Lord of the Rings. Has anyone played Lord of the Rings on PC?
Oh, no. Not on PC. No.
I
played a PS2.
Maybe it was on. It might have been on PlayStation. Whatever.
I've played the PS2.
You played the turn-based one,
dude.
On PS2.
Not turn-based.
This game looks
free one.
Identical
to Lord of the Rings.
Look up like Lord of the Rings, like
PC gameplay.
Reminds me a lot of Rome.
The Two Towers or something like that on PC.
It's
almost identical.
Those were on PS2 also.
Yeah, I think they were on console as well.
And this looks good.
Yeah, I love this game.
I would play the shit out of this.
What else?
I would have played the shit out of this.
The PS3, this is going to be an oddball one too.
Talk to me.
Type in PS3 Pain. PAIN.
Just
Pain. This was only sold. Yeah, the top one.
Oh, I bet you remember.
This was only on the PS Network.
Didn't this have PlayStation Move?
This is on the PS Network, so you can't.
Yeah, you can't buy this game. This game does not exist anymore. Because the PS3, PSN, the PlayStation Network on the PS3 shut down. They don't support it anymore. You can't buy this game.
And this is like
you would have to have it downloaded.
You would have to have it downloaded, and I do. on my PS3.
So you still play it?
I still play it.
It's kind of like how the...
So what's the premise of this?
The whole point of the game is you have the guy on the catapult. You shoot him into buildings, into people, into cars, and you have to try to get as many points, and you face your brother, your dad. You just play against whoever you're sitting next. Or you can even play online. They had an online server as well. You were able to play against
people. Bro, this is a wicked deep cut. I've never even heard of this.
Dude, this game is fantastic. They
have different maps, you heard of
different
this?
Characters. You could play as David Hasselhoff. It's fantastic. Fun. You have no idea.
You could play as David Hasselhoff?
Dude, they had so many different characters you could play
now
as.
Now I gotta play it.
Yeah, really.
Play as David Hasselhoff.
You could play as the Knight Rider?
Fantastic. Yeah. I love this game.
No, this is like, at least just the little thing at the bottom. It reminds me of like the Skate 3.
Yeah, Hall of Meat.
Like you
yeah.
do the injury yeah. one, yeah, and the you just meat. Like break your feet. And
there's
stuff.
One part of that map where you can send them towards like the. I wish you would do it right by the train station, where kind of where he's aiming. But if he went straight down, there's a train station there. There's a grandma holding the walker, and you can drag her all the way to the trains that go across.
Oh no!
And have her get hit by a train. This game was hilarious. Got to remember, I'm like 12 years old playing this with my brother. I had the time of my life playing this game.
Is there different boards, or this is just one area?
There's different maps. There's like, I would say about maybe, the only issue is that since it was only on, the things you could do are hilarious, but since it was only on the PlayStation Network, you had to buy maps, you had to buy characters.
I kind of feel like,
much,
it also has DLC, apparently.
Dude, I kind of feel like they should put this on disc.
This game was fantastic.
Like, this is kind of fun.
They should just bring it back as like downloadable game on the PlayStation Store.
Funny enough, they had this on. They released like a commercial on it, and it aired for like a month straight, nonstop. But no one wanted to buy it. No company wanted to sell it as its own disc, so it didn't get the support. So it only released on the PlayStation Network. But I remember seeing the commercials, and I immediately jumped to it.
I'm surprised they haven't taken this and put this on cell phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because this would be an easy, like, iPhone game.
All right, what else you got, bud?
PS3 as well, Fat Princess.
Oh, I never played that one, but I've heard of it.
I play this a lot, too. This game was fun.
Did you ever play the Baconator on
PS3? No.
Is that the... Oh, I thought... Wasn't there a Burger King game?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's called, like the Sneak King or something.
Yeah. For Xbox, Sneak King or something, yeah.
I thought you were bringing up the Burger King game.
No, that game's
another
ridiculous.
Deep cut.
Real quick. Apparently, there's a $75 version of a pain disc on eBay.
That's
wow.
Incredible. Hold on,
James. I don't know how that works.
It's PAL exclusive.
Yeah, so. That's not a U.S. copy.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, yeah, but it's region free. It says.
Oh.
So we're, once again,
just look at the pain selector or the difficulty selector on this. Go back a little bit more again.
Wait. So what is this?
Fat Princess.
This is Fat Princess. Go back to like 10 seconds into the video. Yeah, look, I like it hard.
Yeah,
that's the difficulty.
Yeah, hard, yeah.
Fat Princess was also on the PlayStation.
So is it a 3D platformer?
Also on the PSP.
Sort of. So
it's like tower defense.
The tower defense. Basically, the whole point of the game is that you see those cakes right there. You would bring the cakes and bring it back to the princess, who's basically locked in a cage, and you got to keep feeding her. She's a blue princess. You got to
get
her
Which would not hold up today.
No, there's no way that would hold up.
She's locked
there's
up.
There's no
cage.
The premise for that today.
She's locked up in a cage. You feed her cake to get her fats, so that the other team can't lift her and bring her back to the blue castle. So you have to keep.
So
her
it is
in
tower defense. Okay.
You have to go after the other castle and bring your princess back. The way the game ends is who brings the princess back to save her and
okay.
bring her back. Now my favorite thing.
Oh, it's a versus.
Yeah.
The colors.
You face a computer.
The
or
colors are nice.
You do computer or online, so it was both.
The colors are nice.
Yeah. And my favorite part about this game, too, is after you, like, finish the game or, like, the round, if you're playing just against the computer, you could take, like, this potion and you could turn yourself into the Grim Reaper and you could just annihilate people. So I always love doing that.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm actually going to go back to one last game and mention the PS2.
Go ahead.
What was it? MLB 2006 Slugfest.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
What? 2000
what? 2006.
Great game.
Slugfest.
Yeah, this is...
Who was on the cover for that?
Really?
Oh, they had a bunch of people on the cover. There was like Pedro Martinez, Albert Pujols. I'm trying to remember who else they had on the cover. Not too sure.
So,
but also,
if
2006...
Oh,
so
I've played this. This is
teams to
really
play
good.
As. Yeah. You can beat the crap out of people. You get to the base, you can punch the first baseman. He'll drop the ball, run the second. It's great. You can peg the guy. The guy would charge the mound to beat the crap out of you. It's a fun game. And then, like, when you, it has the same idea as NBA Jam, where if you get like two hits in a row or maybe three, your guy will turn on fire.
Yeah.
You just smash the ball, hit home runs.
There's a lot of sports games that were like that back in the day. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, they all really got the influence too from NBA Jam.
Oh, they all did. They all took it.
Yeah. Moises Salou.
Yeah, dude, that's another thing too.
Salou.
I love 2006 in particular because all the teams. Yeah. Yeah, they had so many good teams and so many players that you just forget. The Mets alone had such a great team that I loved to play as.
Cool, dude.
Yeah, this was my favorite sports.
All right, Jake, you're up.
Yeah.
Give me some of your favorite games, dude.
I mean, I'm not definitely not the biggest video game guy in the room here. I was talking a lot about Contra earlier.
Contra.
I just think, if we're talking OG platform kind of shooting, run and gun stuff.
It's whatever you like.
I mean, it is the perfect game if you're looking for a run and gun platform shooter.
And Super C is good, too.
Super C, I mean, it's the same thing, just more, Super C and Contra are both kind of in the same boat for me.
Yep.
Super C, I'm way worse at just because I haven't beaten Super C. But yeah, I don't know, man. Contra in general, just like, look at that graphic. Like, it's sci-fi too, technically.
It is very, very sci-fi.
Yeah, like the first time you beat Contra and you're in the kind of the Xenomorph like level, you see that shit and you're like, this is wild.
So Super C was an arcade?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they made Super C in an arcade, too.
What year did
Super C? Oh, yeah, I'm talking about the NES version, by the way. The arcade version of Contra and Super C are both great, but the NES version has the Konami code, obviously. So if you'd like to beat the game, or at least practice enough to beat the game, I would recommond playing the NES version.
So you've
version.
Never played this
I haven't played arcade the Super either. C okay. on an arcade okay. machine. This yeah. looks pretty wild.
It's good.
Have you ever played Jake Contra 3 on the Super Nintendo?
Yeah. What, Alien Wars or Hardcore?
Contra 3 on Super Nintendo is
yeah,
my
that
favorite.
Stuff's
that, that's my favorite.
I've played it at, Retro Video Game, one of the conventions. Yeah. I definitely don't own it. Those games are a little expensive.
It's like $80.
Yeah,
My favorite...
That's my favorite Contra.
My favorite thing about Contra was the... So it's a side-scrolling platformer shooter, but... Contra, the original Contra was like top down, right? Or
no, it's run and gun.
No, it was always a run and gun.
Oh, okay, well, there's certain
Super
stages.
C has the top down.
There's certain stages, like in Contra 3, when I played Contra 3 on SNES,
that's
that were like
down.
The top
yes.
down
yeah, yeah, yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
Where that you were like good. Literally like right over the head of the
player. Yeah, that's Super C.
I loved those stages in that game.
Yeah, I mean,
all of Super
the
C?
Switch. No, just the every the other
stages.
Match.
Yeah,
yeah
those. Yeah,
every
yeah,
other.
Yeah, yeah. Those
yeah
are
like switching it up like this, and especially with I think it's the fourth level, I think, or maybe it's the fifth. There's like a big boss. It's really hard to beat, like with a top down view. But if you get obviously the Contra rhythm, to a boss. It's a very complex rhythm, but when you do it, it is so satisfying because you're just going in a big circle
and
doing all that shit. So, yeah, I don't know. It's so rewarding, these games, too. Also, because you kind of have to just be good.
There's
no luck involved.
What are the games?
I'll throw a throwback. I think the first game you asked me about when I first got hired here, you asked me what game I was playing. And I said, I've been draining hours into Sonic 2.
Oh,
that's
Sonic
a good one.
Two.
Now, dude, that's a
good,
great
that's probably
one,
the
dude.
Best
now,
Sonic
that game, I still have never beat it.
Really?
It's hard.
It is so difficult once you get past,
what's
the Sonic fourth, fifth
on?
Stage.
Genesis.
Genesis.
Especially
yeah,
we had
yeah I think that's like the only, I think it's only on Genesis.
No.
We had Sonic 2. We have Sonic 1.
Yeah, so Sonic 2 is you get the kind of behind view of Sonic and Tails doing the up and down
level.
With the Chaos Emeralds. I will say I do kind of like the challenging section of Sonic 1 a little bit better because I just like how trippy it is.
What is this?
But this is definitely
a
better mechanic. Yeah.
So it's like
say you get the Chaos Emeralds.
I mean, it's not the bonus.
What I like
level,
to do with Sonic 2 on the Genesis, I'd get the Knuckles port. and just
okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, you just play as Knuckles.
Yeah.
Well, if you use the Sonic and Knuckles attachment cart, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Wouldn't that work?
You can play Sonic too.
Yeah, dude, that adds.
Yeah, that was.
It's a great game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic.
Then, I think all the Sonic on the Genesis 1, 2, and 3 all hold up to today.
And Knuckles.
And yeah. Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah, and Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah.
Also, Knuckles kind of breaks Sonic 2 because they didn't design.
Does it?
Yeah.
The levels to be used with Knuckles, so you can just climb over half the levels.
Yeah, it was great. You can beat it so fast.
Yeah.
What is Knuckles just way bigger?
No, Knuckles can climb walls.
With the spike.
Yeah. And in Sonic 3, they design around that, but in Sonic 2, they didn't.
Which is the Sonic game where they turn gold, the golden Sonics and stuff?
I think that was on the Dreamcast.
Right?
Well, I think it's if you get all the Chaos Emeralds.
Yeah. No, it's yeah.
Oh no, no, that's Mecha. That's Mecha Sonic. Never mind.
No, you get Super Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
This is a deep cut, but not a deep cut.
It's really not a deep cut.
It's not something
it's
I would guess you would say.
It's an unexpected.
You know? Yeah, this is an excellent game.
I feel like at this point, I might as well throw in Doom to my list. I don't know.
That's a good one.
None of us said Doom.
Well, the thing about Doom is, since
I still have never played it.
I've only played it a handful of times, but played Doom 64 in its entirety, and I played a ton of Doom 2 mods. Okay. So, like, the beauty of Doom these days is that there's so many mods with it. So, you could play. I actually played a House of Leaves adaptation. Which was one of the most bizarre games I've ever played because House of Leaves is a very famous book for being impossible to read. And they made it into a Doom game, and it was fucking crazy. But yeah, if you want to look that up, that's kind of funny gameplay because you're just in like a house the whole time. Look up a Doom House of Leaves. It's probably not Doom 64. Yeah, just Doom House of Leaves. House of Leaves mod. It's a very weird kind of thing. I found it through Jacksepticeye, actually. Yep, there it is.
Where?
Well, you could do Jacksepticeye's one or anyone.
This
just
one?
You literally are just walking through a house, killing all like the demons and stuff. But it fucks with perspective really bad. So there's in the bathroom there's a mirror. But if you could jump up into the mirror, you go into a different kind of parallel universe. And so if you go through that mirror, you enter a different whole reverse mirror image of the house. And there's a ton of weird stuff. And then every time you go up and down the basement, you switch different houses.
Interesting.
But just Doom in general, you can get so creative with Doom.
Yeah.
I've seen a Weezer Doom level.
That's
funny. I've seen Kiss Doom levels. There's so much stuff you could do with Doom.
Interesting.
And it's just a versatile game.
One thing that is interesting, and I think they came out with a Doom 3 VR version.
Oh.
Doom actually would probably play really well for VR.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's so simple,
Yeah. You're just looking around shooting.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry
Doom's
about
crazy.
Ups and downs.
Got this fucking cyber demon.
What else?
Shit.
Anything else?
Off
the top of your head?
Off the top of my head. I guess I hit it pretty late, but Bioshock Infinite, I've played that game probably six times.
It's excellent, yeah.
But I mean, I've never played Bioshock 1, but I've seen plenty of. I've seen footage. Yeah. I think Bioshock 1 is better than Infinite.
Would you kindly please play Bioshock 1?
I mean, listen, I can, but I don't have a PlayStation thing.
You have a PlayStation thing?
Yeah, well, I got a PS4 that barely works. Yeah.
No, Infinite, I'll agree with you on Infinite. Yeah, it's good.
All right, Seamus, what you got for us?
Okay.
Yeah, Shamo hit us.
So I got a list. NBA Jam.
Classic.
Super Mario Bros. 3.
Okay.
Strider Arcade, Missile Command Arcade,
okay.
Arknerd Arcade,
okay.
Double Dragon Arcade.
A lot of arcades.
Marvel vs. Capcom 1 or 2 Arcade.
Okay, 1 or 2. Can't narrow it down.
2.
Okay.
Red Dead Redemption 2 on PS4.
Okay.
All right.
Resident Evil 4, GameCube.
Yes.
Ooh, all right. Wow.
Or the remaster now, PS4.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the other one I have that might be a deep cut for you guys would be Castlevania Symphony of the Night, and my bonus one is Rolling Thunder Arcade.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna name something for you.
I think Castlevania Symphony of the Night is just. I think that.
I mean, that's
a perfect
that's
game.
Almost a perfect game.
You don't have Radiant Silvergun in there anywhere?
No, I don't. That would have been another bonus of mine. Radiant Silvergun is another one of those. That's a deep cut because you can, if you want to play it originally, you have to get it on a Japanese Saturn.
Yeah.
That sounds like
a super rare game. It's like a $250 game.
Well, you can mod a Saturn to be region unlocked.
Yeah.
And the Saturns are easy to mod, too.
Yeah, and then you'd have to, like...
Just get an R4 or an action replay card.
Yeah, but then you'd have to see if someone burned the game for you. It wasn't released in the U.S.
No, I know. You could get import games, though.
Right. But I think, I mean, for me...
I know it's rare, though.
I mean, people are like, you know... If you want to talk about, for me, games that... I am stuck on a desert island, and I'm playing one game. It's gonna be Symphony of the Night, or it's gonna be Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
Because I can just play them over and over and over and over.
I was gonna say you wouldn't pick like Red Dead or something. Like if
you or
it
would be Red Dead 2.
Because you could just sink.
Or for me, it'd be Red Dead 2.
Weeks into that thing.
Red Dead 2 is
and I,
huge.
Guys, I'm like, still playing that game. I'm still playing that game.
Yeah, I never beat it, so.
I'm still playing it. I beat it, but I'm still playing it. I'm going to start it again.
I've never played it.
You've never played
it? I've never played Red Dead.
Any Red Deads?
No.
Oh, man.
I never did.
But this is very typical Castlevania, but this is the game that contributes to the entire genre of Metroidvania.
Well,
this game
this
and then
the
Metroid for SNES.
Yeah. Right.
And the graphics, Metroid. Like the whole dash mechanic in this is so beautiful.
95, 96, I think. Mm. 97.
Okay. Why this one over other Castlevanias?
Because
it looks cool.
There's besides that, there's so much to explore with this game.
This is the first Castlevania game that did this style, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's not open world, but it's like an exploration. It's not level based.
There's a lot of going back and forth, like original Metroid on NES.
Right.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of going, oh, I have to go backwards. Now I've obtained this thing.
Yeah, you unlock items.
Now I go back and I
unlock
this door.
Yeah.
So, and it just looks super pretty.
You get better items to equip and different weapons and all of that stuff.
And this game, I think it was released for all the consoles at that time. But just for me...
Resident Evil 4?
I don't know, man. On GameCube?
That's a good one.
Resident Evil 4, they just remastered, right?
They just remastered and put it on PS4. And it looks flipping gorgeous. Dude, it looks gorgeous.
I don't know what it is about this game, but it's just so, like, iconic.
For me, I think it's the over... It's
over
the
shoulder.
Third person, over the shoulder. And the controls are... you gotta...
They're so different.
They're so different from 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, yeah, well,
they're not so clunky.
Anymore,
right.
Yeah.
So it's over the head. On the GameCube controller, of course, everyone argues it's one of the best controllers ever made for any console.
Right.
I agree with that. Especially playing this game, it's just... It's just beautiful.
My favorite thing about this game is the who's the guy that you meet to buy stuff from?
Oh, the merchant.
The merchant.
Yeah.
What are you buying?
What are you buying?
What are you selling?
My favorite thing is
recently played the remake. I had her play in Chinese.
Really?
All dub. It was so funny.
I mean, just for me, the replay value on this game is so high too. And then the other one is, dude, I will never. I don't think I'm ever gonna stop playing. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised you guys didn't mention Red Dead at all. I know Zach's a big Red Dead.
Zach said Red Dead when we were talking this morning.
Yeah.
You said Red Dead.
Okay, so if you guys had to pick, who you guys have all played Red Dead, yeah?
Yeah.
I played Red Dead 1.
Okay.
I played 1, 2.
So, for those that played both, you would rather Red Dead 2 over Red Dead 1? It sucks because they're so... It's not that they're different, but they were made in like such a different
time. I think they were made in a different time. That's why my automatic pick is Red Dead 2.
You know, oddly enough.
But they did just remaster Red Dead 1 for PS4 and 5.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they did.
I may have to get the PS4 version.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they re-released them.
Well, they re-released it, but it's not a remaster.
It's not a remaster. Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
Excuse
me. Excuse me. Yeah. It's an HD.
But I would still I would still play it on modern console.
Oh, it holds up fine.
Especially really if you've never beaten it, Sean.
Red Dead 1 Zombies?
Okay. Yeah. That's freaking great.
Well, that's
dude.
What I was going to say. I was like, that's basically all I played.
Red Dead 1 Zombies is excellent.
It's a hard choice choosing between the first and the second, because when the first came out, there was nothing like it.
This is Red Dead 2 we're looking at right now?
This is 2. I mean, this is so vastly wide open of a world, though.
Yeah.
For a game.
I mean,
by the way, it was called Red Dead Zombies. It was called Red Dead Undead Nightmare.
Yeah, Undead
Nightmare. Thank you.
I will say this game, I've watched people play it before. It's almost too big for its own good.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I think that's why I lean towards.
Have you ever played this, Chris?
Yeah, I feel that.
No.
No?
No, I've never played either.
Do you have a PS4?
No.
You need to go buy one. Okay. You need to buy this game, and you're going to dump literally 1,000 hours in this game.
Oh, yeah. There goes my month.
I think it plays better on
that's,
Xbox.
That's why I can't. That's why I can't buy it, because you won't see me for 6 months.
I've been playing this game for 6 years.
Yeah. No, I know.
I still play it.
I'll get some Domino's, some Mountain Dew.
Is my biggest issue with the second one. I would play this game at night and I would fall asleep on horse. Wake up and be like, ah, god damn it.
I think
you just travel so far.
Yeah.
With the first one, it feels like getting from point to point is quicker. The missions feel quicker.
Well, you gotta use fast travel, dummy.
I know.
Yeah, but then it's not as fun.
But it's more atmospheric.
A little bit.
I mean, Red Dead 2 is definitely way
more
beautiful. Dude,
I would get home. I would start this game up on a Friday evening. I'd have, like, you know, slept my sliced pizza and Mountain Dew like Chris just said, whatever.
Your Domino's, your
Dude,
Mountain
and
Dew.
I would just walk into a saloon and play poker for hours.
Oh, yeah.
I would play poker for hours, and I lose track of time.
Oh,
and I,
100%.
And
to be fair.
And I look up at the clock, and it's 11 o'clock at night. I've been playing for 4 hours. I'm playing poker, and I'm like...
Yeah.
And so I'll go, you know, and I also found, like... Camping in this game, like, you know, I'll just camp and look at the stars and just relax and chill.
Well, and suddenly it's 2 a.m. and you're like,
I feel like the developers definitely leaned into more of the atmospheric aspect of this.
Oh, dude, I can get lost in this game for freaking hours.
There's just so much going on. You camp in like almost, what would you call it? Like, it feels like the Everglades and there's cannibals there.
One
like,
thing
it's
that
just,
I...
It's so nuts.
I think... Both games, well, Red Dead 1 like revolutionized, and then obviously Red Dead 2 took advantage of. Probably the first game that I've played where the horseback shooting and like horseback like FPS
felt good, right?
Or not FPS, but third person shooting on horseback, like so fluid.
It felt
really
good.
It's the
really
first
good.
Game that I've ever played where it was like so fluid. Yeah. It didn't feel clunky. Or like
now, did Red Dead 1 have the same mechanic as like Fallout does, where you could freeze and then just pin like 8 people?
Yes. Red Dead 1 did.
It's called
Deadeye.
Red
Dead 2.
Okay. Deadeye?
Yeah, Deadeye. Red Dead 2 does too, but it's not as...
It's not as OP?
Yeah, it's not as OP. It definitely limits it, I think, a bit more. Or it's more... In Red Dead 2, I think it feels a little bit more like natural.
Yeah, it feels more precise.
Yeah.
You can shoot someone's gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I gotta start this game over again.
The fact, every time I see it,
it's tempting.
Yeah, I know, me too.
The fact that I look on, this is the Xbox One version.
Chris, you have to get into this game.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean,
Chris,
I'm looking
Chris,
on eBay
I'll join
and it's
it
still like $15 to $20.
Yeah, it's still not that expensive.
For a 360 game, that's expensive.
Yeah. No, it's still retaining.
Oh,
at this point,
Red Dead 1.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
it
shows you how that people still like this thing.
Yeah.
But you gotta get into Red Dead 2.
Well, also,
okay. Well, I gotta get a PS4.
PS4s are cheap now.
Yeah, that's true.
Red Dead 2 actually had a multiplayer, like a big multiplayer renaissance, like a couple of years ago. And then after, I think some multiplayer game, maybe it was like Fortnite or something, came out. Something came out and just completely took over the multiplayer market, and everyone stopped playing it all at once.
That was the biggest issue with Red Dead 2 compared to the first one. The first one had a big multiplayer following. The second one, the multiplayer did not hold up.
I think they were saying they put it out too late.
Yeah.
But I've watched footage of the multiplayer, the online stuff, whatever, like that, and it's like a whole nother story. It's like a whole other added story. And I was like, why don't you just make that downloadable content then as well and just make it a story and just add to Red Dead 2?
Well, one of my favorite things that I saw about Red Dead 2, it was probably like a Twitter post or something, where he said that this company that he works for will have like work meetings instead of doing it on like,
you know, Zoom or whatever. They just do it in Red Dead Redemption.
That's hilarious.
And they're all just sitting around a fire, like riding their horses and like having this work meeting. And he's like, it's great.
Yeah.
Like we just all chill out and just talk over voice chat about whatever we need to do for our work meeting. And then when we're done, we just ride off into the sunset. It's like,
for me, I think
it's just like, it's a very atmospheric.
I think for me, at least in terms of like a modern era.
Yeah.
I think for me, this is the greatest game.
Yeah.
Made in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
For me.
Especially for the modern consoles, this is it.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to check it out. I got to spend $20 on eBay, I guess, tonight.
No, you have to get Red Dead 2.
I got to buy a PlayStation 4.
You have to spend about $200.
I know. No.
Get a copy of Red Dead 2.
Let him just get Red Dead 1. I'm going to get Red Dead 1.
$15 on Red Dead 1.
I haven't played Red Dead 1 forever. I'm going to play that first.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna play through
this.
Just
look how beautiful this looks. Yeah, and just the open exploration of like you can go down to the desert to like what is considered kind of like Joshua Tree, whatever.
Yeah.
And you can go up into the mountain. Like you can go.
You
can
freeze to death. You can freeze.
You can go up there.
Yeah.
You can go all the way up there.
Yeah.
Well, that's
That's insane. That's how big this world
like
is.
Like my version of this is Fallout New Vegas, because I played that
Fallout
game
New Vegas
so much. Okay. Sure. Like I've to the point where like I never even finished the campaign because I would just get lost.
Yeah,
like
get
I
lost.
Have like hundreds of hours in my save file. Yeah, I play. I'm at the point now where I'm playing all the DLCs.
Yeah.
Through, the one with Joshua Graham. I'm getting through again.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's like just spend like dead money. No, that's not dead money. It's what I don't remember. Honest Hearts maybe, I think. No, or just spend hours wandering around the wasteland. It's great. All right. So, you've got some research to do. You've got some homework to do. You should check out some of those deep cuts that we had. Play some of your favorite games today and, have a good one.